The Blackhawk circled low over Scott Air Force Base, AFB, 10 miles east of the apocalyptic ruins of St. Louis. A crew chief opened the side door, revealing the sight of variants darting down the streets toward the walls of the forward operating base, FOB.
Jesus, they're everywhere, the crew chief yelled.
Master Sergeant Joe Fitz Fitzpatrick leaned out, one hand on a rail, his prosthetic carbon fiber blades creaking. The rest of Team Ghost sat impatiently behind him. Sunlight pierced the sporadic clouds, illuminating the horrifying tableau spreading toward the Air Force base. The armored flesh of juveniles glowed in the light. The monsters galloped on all fours like a pride of starving lions. Some of the beasts had already made it to the base's perimeter, where they slammed into the chain-link fences tracing the border. HESCO bastions and guard towers provided another layer of defense, but the first line had already fallen. Columns of smoke rose from fresh craters in the ground left by mines and other explosives. Hunks of shredded meat and bone smoldered in the dirt. Injured beasts crawled through the fields, some missing legs, others missing arms, none giving up on their pursuit. Machine gun nests blasted sweeping waves of fire, and explosions bloomed across Fitz's view. Specialist Justin Mendez crossed his chest in prayer. Sergeant Yaz Dohai stared like a statue, his rifle cradled over his armor.
How the hell are we supposed to stop that many? Sergeant First Class Jenny Rico yelled.
Corporal Bobby Ace pulled at the bottom of his gray beard, looking over at Fitz for an answer.
Dr. Lovato is going to have to come up with another bioweapon, Ace said. Might be the only cure for this outbreak of freaks.
I got the cure right here, Mendez shouted, patting his rifle.
Fitz had served with the Hispanic man long enough to know his brave words and Ace's dark humor masked the pain they carried and the fear seeping into their bones. As much as Fitz didn't want to admit it, they couldn't wait on another miracle from Kate and her science team. The only way to stop these things was to kill them the old-fashioned way with bullets and blades. Or at least slow them down, he thought. The fresh ammunition and grenades the crew chief had distributed to Team Ghost would help.
This mission is for Lincoln, Fitz yelled.
Mendez crossed his chest again. The rest of the team simply uttered quiet acknowledgments as they looked out the open door at what they were about to face. They all had bags under their eyes and blood smeared on their clothing and flesh. Only a few hours had passed since their extraction from Minneapolis, and they hadn't had a chance to recover mentally or physically. On the deck behind them was the covered body of their deceased brother-in-arms, Specialist Will Lincoln. The chopper had changed course after he had bled out. Instead of heading home, they had flown straight to Scott AFB to help save it from the variant attack. There was no time to grieve, no time to put Lincoln to rest, and no time for the team to rest. It was straight back into the fray.
Ghost, the primary pilot of the Blackhawk said over the comm channel, I'm going to get you over the parking lot outside HQ.
Fitz identified the command building in the center of the base. The square structure stood out among the others around it with a white roof and a huge parking lot filled with Humvees and troop transports. Speaking to his team, Fitz said,
We're assisting with the defense of Scott's command building. We got VIPs galore down there, civilian and military. They're organizing the evac.
Fitz gestured further out. Buses and transport vehicles rushed toward the runways where aircraft waited to take off.
Our mission is twofold. First, we ensure as many people get out of here as possible. We'll drop in between the evac lines and the variants, buddy up, and provide cover and fire, Fitz said. Second, we keep this base from falling under variant control. Questions?
Mendez lifted his hand.
If the whole point is preventing Scott from falling, why are we evacuating people like it's already lost?
Because the brass already thinks Scott is lost, Fitz said. We're going to prove them wrong.
All it takes is all we got, Rico shouted.
The motto from their fallen brother, Sergeant Jose Garcia, continued to motivate them through tough missions, and those words never felt so true. The chopper lowered toward the parking lot, and the crew chief gave the signal for Ghost to jump out the open door. Fitz looked one last time at Lincoln's body and the jacket over his face.